Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to talk to you about, as I do every week. As you know, I take a segment or two and talk to you about the things that are on my mind, specifically. And today, this segment, I want to continue. I want to wrap up the two-part series that I started last week on how to get a bank loan. If you remember, I pointed out that most of us, as individuals and as companies, most of us have been deleveraging since 2008. We've been getting out of debt. We've been shucking loans and debt, and debt was something to get rid of, right? Because the economy's hasn't been growing all that fast. It's kind of hard to many of us, most of us haven't felt the need to take big risks to grow the business that much, and so we haven't needed to borrow money that much. In fact, poll after poll, survey after survey that I take and that others take, like the NFIB survey, show that most small businesses don't want to borrow money from a bank. But I'm saying that's probably going in over the next year. That's probably going to change a little bit. I think your rustiness at asking a loan from a bank is not going to be good. And I think it's going to be handy for you to brush up a little bit on what you need to know. So last week I talked about some of the things that you need to know about. Right? Remember that? I talked about some of the things that you need to know about getting a loan from a bank, including who makes the decision, including what does the bank need, including how do they want it, electronic or otherwise. Today I want to talk about three other areas. And first one is what motivates them, what motivates your banker. All banks need to make loans, but not all banks like the same kinds of loans. Some banks make working capital loans and some don't. Most banks make real estate loans, but each one has a different idea of what they think real estate should look like. They like different kinds of real estate. This bank will, and another bank likes another kind. You need to know what motivates them. All banks like to loan money for things with serial numbers. They love serial numbers, like you got on a vehicle or a piece of equipment. They love that because they can file a UCC on that at the courthouse, and it locks them in. It's like filing a mortgage, registering a mortgage at the courthouse. So if you're in your first meeting when the banker, whatever the banker says about your proposal, however they sound, whatever the words they use, that should indicate their level of interest in your loan. You know, do they like the kind of what the money's going for, or you should get an indication. If they don't indicate, if you can't read them, if you can't read from them whether they like or they don't like your loan, it's okay to ask them, tell me, is this the kind of business that you guys are looking for? It's okay to ask. Banks will fight for loans, my friend, but they'll kill for deposits. They're motivated by deposits. Checking account deposits are virtually free money to a bank, a portion of which they use to make loans. They like personal checking accounts, but they love business checking accounts. A bank's motivation increases to loan you money. It increases with your daily deposits if you place your operating account with them. So your primary bank, wherever you count on the most for loans, that's where you should put your money. That's where your primary operating account should be. And you should know the value of your deposits to a bank. What are the compensating balances that you have? And use that as information to negotiate rates and terms. Now, it won't help you get a loan if you're somewhat not qualified for whatever reason. your deposits are not going to push you over the edge and cause them to loan you money if you shouldn't get the loan, but it will help you negotiate terms and rates. So that's how, that's what motivates them. Now let's talk about how motivated are they. You can tell how motivated a bank is by helping, by how helpful the loan officer is. Her excitement is no foreteller of success at getting the loan. It just tells whether she's motivated or not. But if she seems indifferent or unmotivated, that's probably not a good sign. You want your banker to act a little bit excited about your loan. And if she's not, you need to find out why and fix that. A deal that couldn't get through the front door of Bank A today could be received with red carpet at Bank B later today or tomorrow. So how motivated are banks? Some days a bank may be motivated to make your loan, some days not. So be prepared to take your proposal. If you need the money, be prepared to take your proposal to more than one bank. That's the reason why I always tell people, have more than one bank available to you. Have a relationship with more than one bank, even if you have your operating account with only one bank. And be sure at least one of the banks you make your loan proposal to is an independent community bank. As you know, my primary bank is an independent community bank and always will be because they're my partners. Community bankers are a small business owner's partner more than any other bank can be. So what do I have to do? That's the next thing to find out. What do I have to do? Bankers love field trips. Give your banker a demonstration of the new equipment for the loan is for. Take them to see the real estate you want to buy. Show them how the object of your loan request will help you grow your business, profits, and deposits. So invite them over to eat lunch and show them the building plans, or take them next door, or take them to a... They love road trips. They like going places. Show them, and I'll tell you, you'll be surprised how much that will help your cause. The best way to get a business loan is to do your homework. Anticipate what your banker needs and get them what they ask for. And if the bank was loyal to you when you needed them, like my banker has been, if they don't have the best deal, if their rates are a quarter higher than somebody else's, but it's a deal you can live with, here's my last advice to you. Dance with the one that brung you. Bank loyalty begets business loyalty. Understand how banks make loans. When you understand that, you'll improve your chances of getting one. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.